All right, welcome, welcome. I'd like to welcome y'all back to the King's Roundtable. We here for another episode, some more talk time. I hope y'all ready for them today. Introduce myself. I guess the moderator, Gerard Clayton. Follow me on Instagram, just with that, Gerard Clayton. All right, who we got here with us today? Go ahead, introduce yourselves. How can they find you, Douglas? Come on, where you?
We got Doug here. Find me on Instagram.
You got to whisper.
And thank you.
Go ahead, let them know, y'all.
Find me at @is_Doug24 on Instagram. And @big_dreams22 on Twitter. Yeah.
All right, what we got next?
I'm on disclaimer. It's Doug is actually together. It's ITS Doug. It's not It's Doug. It's ITS Doug. Whatever he said.
It's but, _Doug24. That's what I said.
Wow. All right. Continue.
So where's the underscore? So what you're saying is where the underscore?
It's all together. It's in the
it's
title.
Underscore.
This on IG? I think yeah, it is. It's underscore. He right? He
knows IG. I know IG, my man. Name. What the
hell? I'm going to let him say his name.
What did you introduce yourself?
You say my IG, _it's_Doug.
It's like
you're
back.
Saying
all right.
It's.
Yeah, all right.
The name okay. is it's okay. _ okay. Dickie. Right. It's. Right. Oh my God. We're going to start this off early. Shut up. So you already know who it is. It's your boy Kenny Black in the building. You know, my underscore.
Yeah,
I'm still stuck on this shit because that shit was dumb. Uh-huh. My Twitter handle is the Black Prank. Simple.
With a V somewhere.
All you gotta do is take the A out of black and put the V right there. Just like ASAP and them did. And the same thing on Instagram. It's the Black Prank 24. So same thing, just add 24.
Back. Next.
I just want to say they both got 24 because Kobe are their favorite right. players.
We'll talk about that.
That's the most childish shit I've seen in my life.
Best ever.
My IG is too difficult to explain, so I'm not going to. They already took up 20 minutes of our time.
They did.
We're on 3 minutes now. So yeah.
My Twitter is @1Bugatti_.
And who's childish?
Who's Bugatti? That's my nickname.
Nick, yo, my Twitter handle is just maintain _ at the end. I don't really care about IG. Stu, you next.
Stu, y'all can find me on Twitter, @spaceman_Stu with 3 W's at the end.
Wow.
Because one was taken.
Because one was taken. All right. So, you know, we'd like to welcome y'all here today. Y'all got our Twitter names, our IGs. Go find us. So let's get it started. What's our first topic today?
We don't got no.
Ain't got no I got anime. What's our first topic today?
The finals.
Finals, you know. Okay. Group of niggas, we're gonna talk about basketball.
I just wanted, let me start since my team won.
This is bullshit.
I'm the only Golden State Warrior fan here. Listen, I wanna see this.
No, that's a Golden State Warrior fan
He's a Lakers fan first. I will say this. People have gotten on us a lot about how it was an easy road and how we took the easy way. I'm a KD fan, diehard.
So you're a KD fan before Warriors fan?
I'm a KD fan. All right, that's what it is. Warrior fan. But,
so he's not even a real fan, y'all. Next.
So I mean, Nick is a LeBron fan,
but he went to so if Kobe went somewhere else, you would have chosen to go somewhere.
I mean, I would have still been a Lakers fan.
My father we don't know that. So
I mean, Kobe ain't here now, so
exactly. I'm
Kobe ain't here now, and they ain't picking new team.
I mean, that's by default. When
that's not by default.
Give it a year, we'll figure out where Kenny lands.
Kenny is still in Laker land.
But I will understand. Like
we still run LA.
I wanna understand that. As a KD fan and as a KD defender, we've been taking a lot of heat about how we took the easy road out and things like that. In the words of KD, it's easy to be the best player. It's easy to stand out when you're around a whole bunch of bum-ass niggas. When you're around a whole bunch of Hall of Famers, it's hard. And unanimously, we've won Finals MVP twice. And we, and again, in these finals, we averaged 34.
I just need you.
Again.
Can you wrap it up?
I just need you to put some direction on what the fuck, was that a shot?
What you mean? No.
Was that directed to you?
No, that wasn't directed to anybody. Everybody always says, like, he took the easy way out. He did this, he did that. Okay. Understand that the Warriors needed him as much as he needed the Warriors.
Because they wouldn't have beat.
To beat the Cavs.
To beat the Cavs. But to be successful, to beat period.
LeBron. No, to be successful,
they went because of miscellaneous things.
This is what I have for you.
When it plays, crickets,
don't worry, it's gonna come. I don't know why you got quiet.
Like, what do you, I mean, I don't know if that's a shot, Kenny. What do you say about the KD thing?
I'm gonna say everything everybody else has said.
Wait, it's the easy way?
It was the easy way.
Then,
but he could have did it without.
It was.
He could have did it without.
That team was the easy way.
You said he could have did it without him.
He could have did it without.
Just all right, so he's just as great as he went. That's like people act like he didn't go to the finals without the Warriors before. Y'all act like he was some shit. Like, he went to the finals with a good team. He went to the finals with a good team this time.
Plus, he went to the finals with the greatest team.
With the Thunder.
Right, and look who was on that team. Look who was on that team.
They had James Harden, Russell.
Who they played against?
The Heat. James Harden, four.
LeBron James.
Game two, they should have won. We're going to put that out
there. Oh, we're going to talk about
Let's understand that James Harden, of the
2012 finals.
James Harden folded in that series. He averaged 6 points.
You talking about when they won the first game and we ran out four straight?
Now they pulled two in a row.
The only LeBron defender in the room. Doug is clearly a fucking hater.
I'm just stating facts.
Listen, as the only LeBron fan in the room, real LeBron fan.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to say, I'm a basketball fan first. LeBron James is the best basketball player I've ever seen. I will agree with that.
After this final, I will agree with that.
Number two,
he is better than Kobe in my opinion.
And it's not, it's just strictly...
Gasp! Go ahead, fellas, what you guys say?
It doesn't have anything to do with how Kobe handled himself. He was a straight killer. But I'm talking about all-around basketball. Niggas talk about LeBron can't play D no more. He doesn't play D because he has to score 45 and 51 points.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying.
The effort he got put in game in, game out.
Nigga, every... So possession is can, running through the
can
LeBron
I just
hand.
Say one thing?
Why isn't
niggas running not, through
let,
shit?
No. Let me just say one thing.
The ball swings inside.
Because, like, people's argument about LeBron this year is, yeah, he had to score 50-some points, but he put this team together himself.
I disagree with that.
LeBron, Nick has agreed on multiple occasions. I tell Nick all the time, and I think everybody understands this. LeBron doesn't like to have anybody that's going to challenge him in a way that he doesn't want to be challenged.
Therefore,
when he had Kyrie,
he has an ego.
When he had Kyrie, he didn't want Kyrie because Kyrie challenged him. LeBron likes old vets
who are going to listen.
They're going to get yelled at. They're going to listen. They're not going to have anything.
I didn't like that shit.
This is the team that he wanted because he had a couple of niggas that he had dogs, and he didn't want those. Jay Crowder is a dog.
No.
Jay Crowder is a dog. He had Isaiah Thomas who was a dog.
They just wanted to get younger. Can I stop you? Let me say this. First of all, this notion that players
choose
who they want to play with. No.
Yes.
LeBron has a great. Can we get somebody to look up de facto? Because I hear that word a lot.
I don't think you say that.
I think LeBron has an ego.
We don't say players, we say LeBron.
No, but listen, this is what I'm saying. He put it like, the little shots on Instagram and everything like that. So the media, he knows how to play the media. So if I play the media, throwing this shot, throwing Arthur memes and everything, I know you remember that shit. It's just like the media's going to blow it up or LeBron will have enough help. I don't believe Jay Crowder or Isaiah Thomas ever wanted to play in Cleveland. Niggas don't like LeBron.
Did you watch them play in the Celtics? Play the Celtics and he act like he never played with them niggas? Like he literally were going at their necks. Did we not watch the first game? Jay Crowder, when he almost fist fought Marcus Morris. Like, did we not watch that? Like, he went
to, that has to do with the Celtics, not LeBron.
So if he doesn't want to put, if he only had two teams, my God, it was Celtics or the Cavs. So if he's with the Cavs and he's like really defending,
don't you have an obligation? You get paid to do your job, correct?
So clearly he didn't want to play with the Celtics either, correct?
No, he was disposable with the Celtics.
So he went somewhere and else and that. Went to back.
He
and
wanted to be a Celtic. He how did had he, to how, do his where, job. Where do you in get Cleveland.
That
from?
What is that? What did he show to you to make that happen?
His play in Utah with Donovan Mitchell and them.
They ran a different he offense. He's in not a game. He's not a spot up shooter.
He was spotting up shooting. Did y'all watch the Utah series?
I no. watched him have. What I watched him cause.
What were we talking about?
Jay Crowder.
What did you watch in the Utah no, series? I watched him do everything on the floor. I watched him do everything on the floor. He was playing defense. He was bringing everything. The ball up court. He's an all around player, but LeBron doesn't want that. He doesn't want that.
So you saying he played the three? He played the three. That's the thing.
He did.
Okay.
I think he's saying LeBron has a say. I don't know if he actually
he does. Yeah, he has a say.
I think it's a major say. Yeah. It's a major.
Like any team.
But he
like
does
that
at the end of the day
person.
Doesn't make the final call. He doesn't like, make this the final decision. That's not his job.
No, he can, of course he can't do that because the other team isn't going to be like, oh, LeBron wants him. Let me give it to him. But when it's an option and LeBron says,
they
oh, I want an option.
Telling me that's he went to, so you telling me he went to Dan Gilbert and Kobe Altman and said, I want Rodney Hood.
He might not have said I want Rodney Hood, but he said I don't want this nigga.
Exactly. That's different.
And at the time, let's understand this, Rodney Hood showed up. Rodney Hood played the best out of everybody that they got in that trade.
I mean, he did, but
wasn't LeBron all smiles when they blew out the Celtics?
That's the regular season, my nigga.
Yes.
Thank you.
That's the regular season. They did that for that they did that for two games. Yes.
And he was happy out of his fucking mind.
Okay.
He wanted them then.
And then game three, he realized, oh, we suck.
Thank you. Thank you.
So would you rather the first Cavs or the second Cavs? And when I mean that, I mean the half.
Actually,
I would have wanted the first half. I'm
first.
Just,
I would have wanted the first only because they had,
it would have been a better matchup.
You think? They still got swept.
I don't think they would have got swept.
Wow.
Who would have been a difference?
Who would have been, like you just said,
Jay Crowder sticking
King. Possibly. King wouldn't have been supposed to stick anybody else but KD. Because everybody else could stick their man.
Yeah.
Isaiah's a defensive liability, so he'd have got hit up.
Isaiah's a defensive liability.
Yes, he is.
Derrick Rose for average 16 against the Rockets.
I was about to say they had more than just Isaiah. They had.
I don't feel like he would have had that.
But
same.
Somebody had to.
Play. Derrick Rose plays defense.
I feel like
somebody had to play stuff.
No,
nobody don't play defense.
So do y'all think Ty Lue is a good coach or a bad coach?
Hell no.
He's a player.
I don't know what he is.
He's
I don't know if he makes
coach.
Any coaching calls.
He's a player.
I haven't seen his performance all year.
He's LeBron.
That's a bad coach.
He's LeBron's assistant coach.
Any coach that coaches LeBron is kind of like, matter of fact, the only coach I've ever seen that I love
is the Miami coach.
Mike Brown.
Yeah.
No.
Pat Riley. You think of Pat Riley.
I like Pat Riley.
He was there, but like I feel like Mike Brown was the only coach that LeBron
had the best one.
He got them the first ring that they ever could get. That's why I'm going with that. Two, he had superstars on the team. He learned how to manage them three superstars without any discrepancies.
I don't feel like it was a point of managing them because they had already. Like LeBron, I mean not LeBron. Wade had already taken the back seat, so it wasn't really like I got to deal with
you. He took the back seat when LeBron came.
Yeah.
No, you still got
to. Yeah. So? For the sake of.
I mean, but they had a year to do it.
I don't think
it's not like they won the first year. They had a year to get it together. Yeah.
But listen, whether it was a year or not, they shouldn't have lost.
You don't think so?
He should not.
That's the difference between Golden State.
But I'm gonna say Golden State lost also. So what's the difference?
Not the first year.
When Golden State was supposed to win.
They lost a 3-1 lead?
Yeah, that wasn't the first year.
That wasn't the first year? 15 was the first year.
And they were supposed to win.
Golden State didn't play Miami ever?
No.
Okay,
no.
I thought so.
And they would beat... they would probably beat...
They blew a 3-1 lead also.
That's right.
We got to understand the suspension.
What was the suspension?
Draymond got suspended. What the fuck does that have to do with game six and game seven? I hate when they say that. Like, it wasn't
momentum. Momentum matters.
That's momentum matters.
Wait, 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 wait.
Not after the game. You have a job to do.
But you had the same response. You had the same
response. Game five was one game.
Because your team has time to gather, get themselves together.
That doesn't have anything to do with LeBron and Kyrie dropping 40 apiece. What was
Draymond's? Draymond was
on some of those 40s.
I don't think so. He doesn't do the same thing.
He played game six.
Hey, fellas, yeah, one at a time. All right, we're going to go this way. Go.
Oh, no, no.
Go.
I'm just saying, niggas, all I ever hear is game five, Draymond got suspended. He's a great defender. He's probably the best defender in this generation. Like, I've seen, I've really seen Draymond strap AD. AD is a fucking bucket, nigga. Like,
I mean, AD still averages 25.
It doesn't, but what I'm saying, I mean, Kawhi,
he's the best balance inside, outside 35.
LeBron. He didn't strap. He didn't strap.
All I'm saying is, everybody keeps talking about suspension game five. We not it was two more games to be played. Right. And Kyrie and LeBron dropped 40. That's what 40, I'm saying. Five, like, six, and
it
seven.
It was two more games to be played. They should have locked it down. You only had
that,
to win
that's
one.
That's an excuse. I don't want
to
hear that.
You only had to win
momentum matters.
Man, I'm not trying to hear that.
What?
I watched the Knicks. I watched the Knicks. You like, do niggas forget when the Knicks were on a roll that year, and then JR got suspended unnecessarily, and then they ended up fucking. They ended up winning that series, but their momentum
Boston
for the season.
Was better.
They won that series.
They'd have been better anyway. Boston was the best.
That was
team.
A moment. That was a moment. They lost. Like, are we forgetting this? Like,
who
they
lost.
Then they went. Like, New York still beat. They still beat Boston that year, didn't they?
What year? No.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, 20, what year did he get suspended? That was probably, was that 2013?
That was 2012.
Yeah, that wasn't 2012.
That was 2012. And that was when LeBron dropped 45 on Boston in game six. Yes, it was.
I don't think that's, look it up. Because I don't think that was 2012.
All right. Moving forward with the same subject, I'm sorry. Do y'all think LeBron is leaving Cleveland?
Absolutely.
This is to wrap it up.
Absolutely.
I think so.
Yep.
And if he want to go somewhere, the Lakers is built, bro.
Everyone. No. Why go to the one by one? I feel like he's ready. So, Stu, you already said the Lakers. One by one, I want to know where everyone thinks.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know.
I just thought with the Lakers.
Where do you think? Opinion.
Where would you like to see him? It will absolutely not be the Lakers. You sound crazy.
Why?
You sound crazy, but okay.
LeBron couldn't handle the Laker land. I'm sorry to say. He would get pushed out like Dwight Howard did.
I don't know. I really don't know.
Why? Don't you ever call Dwight Howard
your wife?
He would get pushed out.
It wasn't
like
a big man's
Dwight
game no
did.
Who you think though?
I'm really not sure. I feel as though he wouldn't want to go to the West just because
that's what I was about
it's too much competition. Why go there and face more competition all year long? Maybe Philly, but who knows? Maybe the Heat.
I'm gonna say where I would like him to go, and then where I think he's gonna go.
As well,
logically, I would like him to go to Boston. I'm not even gonna lie.
That'd be tough.
Like, despite all the backstories about him and Kyrie not liking each other,
Kyrie can leave. Kyrie did say they asked him would they play together ever again. He said, "I don't know anything can happen in the NBA."
If LeBron comes to Boston, Kyrie will leave.
Kyrie's next year. So it's gonna be 1 year. So for what?
Hayward, Tatum.
Hayward is expensive.
That's just where I would like to see them. I would love to see them in Boston. But honestly, I think he's going to go.
I think he's going to go.
I really think he's going to go to Houston.
That's boring.
The minutes cannot even stretch.
Because Houston is just, it's almost like Cleveland. Like, it's not much in Houston, but.
Beyonce
Steve,
since you know
so
much, what's in Houston?
They made it to meet with the Warriors.
No,
in the West.
I'm not talking about
that.
I'm talking about like
the
land.
Oh, okay.
It's not
no.
Much in
oh no, no,
it's a
no.
Lot in
it's a lot in
Houston.
Yeah.
Now Houston,
Dallas is.
I mean, the state of Texas.
No.
All to
Houston is where it's at, though.
This Houston is where it's at for the black community. I'm talking about when it comes to money.
Who's
black?
Texas, period. Texas, period.
Yo,
I feel like it's a lot of money.
The money is everywhere.
San Antonio, you think it's just booming.
Are you about to tell me that?
It's a lot of money.
It's cheap there, too.
You telling me the money in Cleveland?
That's what I'm saying. If it's
no,
cheap
but that's
why
he's saying
it. I doubt it's that great.
No, because Atlanta is cheap to live in, and that's booming.
Is Atlanta? What is so booming about Atlanta? We're not going to, matter of fact, save.
No, we can make that.
No, we're going to save. No. I want to hear what you think.
I don't care. I don't care.
We got hit on LeBron. You don't care. Come on, LeBron fan. Come on. Where do you think? Where would you like him to go?
If you ultimately know the goal, why care?
These are the top three teams.
Breaking news. Go ahead.
Houston has a decision to make.
It's for two weeks.
And where's Stephen A? You're backpedaling like the late great Gregory Isaacs.
Make a fucking decision. He has to let the Cavs know by June 29th. Yeah. Is he going to opt out or opt out?
No matter what, he's going to opt out.
Shut up.
No matter what,
he's going to opt out. Right, listen.
What if he does?
Houston, San Antonio, or is that going to stay? They're the three that I got.
You said Houston who?
San Antonio would pop, or he's going
to
stay.
That's where you really want him to go, San Antonio.
I do.
I honestly.
I want him to go with Pop because he's never had that Hall of Fame coach.
You feel like that could take him over? That could take
him over. Yeah, with an awesome, you know, Scottie Pippen-esque.
You don't think Pat's
defender.
A Hall of Fame coach?
With Kawhi Leonard.
What position is he playing?
Who?
LeBron.
What difference do it make? Kawhi don't even want to be in San Antonio.
No, that's why I'm not sure if that will work.
And you got an aging team.
I'm pretty confident he'll be playing even next to Paul George or Kawhi Leonard.
I always wanted him and Paul George to play together.
Yeah, and they're going to do really well until the playoffs, and Paul George is going to play like he played in the series.
He's going to have one great game,
Paul George is the biggest disappointment in NBA history. OKC. That was the biggest disappointment team.
You thought so?
I really thought they were going to do some defense.
I feel like Paul George is really overrated.
They were defensive.
They showed you who they were during the regular season.
Right, they barely.
Can I speak my opinion? You motherfuckers can think what you want. Okay. Shut the fuck up.
That's your opinion too. My opinion. So go ahead.
I was speaking. You were speaking over me. Opinion. They chose. Nobody asked you, Pastor. It's my time to speak.
Go ahead, Mr. Black.
I was disappointed in them because defensively, I thought they were going to be strong against the Warriors. I thought so. I thought Melo
They played them good in the regular season, but I felt as though that was all off of. Adrenaline.
Yeah.
Like, that was all.
But shit, that's all you need sometimes.
Russell hates them that much.
I would hate them too. It's like when I'm hooping against y'all, when y'all make me mad, what happens? I play a little better. Just a little bit better. You say this now until I'm on your team.
You make crazy. I feel like no matter what, when you play angry, that's why Russell makes a lot of, like, he's a great player, great athlete. But when it counts, he always makes dumb ass decisions. Where niggas would be like, if you slow down, the game will be easy.
But he can't slow down, though.
I mean, that's his game, but that's why he will forever be. That's why my man said, can't win with you, yo. You can't even calm down.
I can't win with you.
He said that?
Actions speak louder than words.
Oh.
I respect that.
But I feel like LeBron, no matter what, he's going to opt out because, like, he doesn't want to. I don't feel like he'll ever have a max contract more than 3 years.
Right. Yeah. He opted out just so he could fight. He was getting a max, though.
Yeah, he was getting the max for that one year.
$35-33 million.
Yeah, so I feel like other guys, like,
you can always get,
because right now, who is Steph's the highest paid? Next year is going to be probably
Steph
AD,
or James.
James got 213.
It was Steph,
and then James got it. I mean, yo, coming up, the biggest, like, all
it's always
going to
be the biggest.
I think, like, I honestly feel like Steph's, like, his new Under Armour deal is going to be record breaking. Like, if they was going to give KD $375, but LeBron's numbers never came out. His numbers never came out. It was just like, all right, you with Nike. His numbers never came out. Steph's going to
be a lifetime deal, though.
He got a lifetime deal, yeah. So, I don't feel like his shoes going to really, like, fly off.
After the Jordan got out after 15, who really buys shoes higher than 15? Jordans, the retros. So
no,
who buys shoes higher than
Really, no. I'll go past 13. So
13.
I don't
wear 13s. 13s are phony.
They're phony as shit.
For anybody else that has 13s, they are the phony.
I didn't even know that. 14s
are hard.
15.
14s are much more the colorway.
14s are hard.
It's like, yeah.
13s
are because the white and green 14s.
14s.
The more white and green ones.
Which ones were those yellow and black?
All white, just yellow and black ones. I know exactly.
Are they 14s?
Yeah, they were 14s.
Oh my
came
god,
they're
the worst shoe I've ever seen in my life.
I know
they are terrible.
It's a couple.
I despise.
No, I fuck with the 21s. The 21s, they was hard.
21s.
There's a such thing as a 20.
You gotta put them up.
They went all the way up to like.
Gotta pull that up.
This is your fucking news.
All right, moving on to the next subject.
I mean, we here now.
We stick with the shoe. We stick with taking the fashion. You don't want to take shoes.
But no, I don't want LeBron to go to a team where they got like an up-and-coming player, like a Tatum. I don't want them to go with a Tatum or a Ben Simmons.
Why, you think you're going to take away from them?
Yeah. Because like he can't start alongside them.
I'm going to take away from them. Can I give y'all some break?
But like,
took a while for
him
LeBron
with the Lakers, and they send...
I was about to say, Kyrie was up-and-coming.
Let me get your sound effect.
They could send Ingram away.
Yeah,
him
and Kuzma
and up and coming.
Nah,
Kyrie.
Here.
No, Kyrie was there. He was there.
When LeBron went back, he was already there.
He was up and coming. But he's not playing his position. That's what I'm saying. Like he's taking away from.
Plays point guard. That's why I said Kyrie.
He's a point forward in a sense. Like,
but he.
You really gonna have Ben playing the one?
Yeah.
Hold on.
Get your shooting up.
Cause let me get y'all breaking.
Hold on.
Cause he can't.
All right, go ahead, Dom. Breaking news.
Listen, I'm the biggest LeBron fan that you probably find. Mm-hmm. But they were talking the other day about does he make players better or does he stunt their growth? And I really had to sit back and think, Chris Bosh, what was he doing in Toronto? Okay, it had never got to that level of the finals. But he was a, what, 25-12 kind of nigga? Kevin Love? He was a 25 double-double nigga. Does he stunt growth? Or does
that's not stunting growth. Your stats going to drop. Your stats going to drop.
They were already there.
Your stats going to drop.
But we'll never know because Kyrie did.
No player going to play with LeBron.
I think he does stunt growth. Because it's like what they said during this finals. Like people, when they play LeBron, they expect a lot from him.
Yo, Jordan Clarkson
away from their own personal. Their own personal.
Jordan Clarkson is some shit.
Who?
Jordan Clarkson is some shit. What's the average? Did we forget that he lost his spot to a rookie?
But who was that rookie?
Another bum ass.
Who you talking about?
Lonzo.
Lonzo. Oh,
does Lonzo suck? Yes or no?
Hold on.
Lonzo is terrible.
Let's start with Doug.
Is Clarkson really a point guard? Is he a true point guard? I feel like he lost his spot to Kuzma.
Listen, I feel as though everybody expects point guards in this day and age to be that scorer, to be that, no, to be flat. Yes, they do. Every point guard in the league,
at least
every point guard
is no more pass first.
At least
he's handling the floor.
At least he averaged a double double on rebounds and assists, and he was close with points. He didn't score. This season, check his stats.
He had 10 and what?
Check his stats.
He had 10 and 11.
He had 10 assists and 10 what?
No, he had 10 assists.
Hey, 10 and 10.
Rebounds and assists. You checking
that? Yes, sir. He reminds me of Kevin Martin.
Wait, my internet.
Kevin Martin. That shot.
Kevin Martin.
Yeah, you remember who that is?
He sucked. I do.
Exactly.
I will say this. I feel like... I don't expect Lonzo to do with...
Well, yes, I did.
Do with... Listen, let me tell you this.
I
were a fan of his.
Not in that first year.
Huh?
You were a fan of his since he got to the NBA.
Listen, I hated Lonzo. You remember when they played Kentucky and I kept telling Malik Monk to fuck him up?
De'Aaron Fox fucked him up. He didn't adjust to the team.
What's that?
All he did was set pick and rolls, and he came off of it, and he was hitting it. He sucks.
What did he do? Is that 10? Because I see a 7.
No, he averaged.
I see 6-7
and
7.
10-7
and
7.
10-7
and
7.
With the rebound. 10-7
and
7.
That's going to go up, though.
Half the season, it dropped.
But as a late, but I feel like this. You guys drafted him to basically do more than what y'all had.
but he didn't.
No one drafted him to do more than what he had. He did what we wanted him to do.
So can I? He's a third pick in the draft, and y'all didn't want him to do better than what y'all already had.
He did perfectly fine for his first year. Was not that great.
Kobe was 13th. He got drafted 13th.
We won 35 games.
That's fine.
And that was already you gotta understand. Like Kobe played behind a playoff team.
When did Kuzma get drafted?
Who's before Lonzo? 1 and 2.
Tatum won. Tatum.
Tatum.
Oh, Markel Fultz. Fultz. Yeah.
He's some shit too.
No, don't do that.
He was getting off that injury. He was getting his killing. Yo,
he's from DC, and I should be biased, but he's some shit too. Why? All right.
Time.
Yes, that's our time. We're going to try to keep it subtle. Kenny, what's our next topic?
Oh, we moving on.
Yeah, we moving on. You see, they got quiet. You understand?
The next one was insecurities. What was your question, Darius? You had a specific question for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Can people ever get over insecurities? Like, can you ever really say that you got over your trust issues? You got over your what's the name? I don't think that people can ever.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's something that's like embedded in you.
I'm trying to think of one that...
Y'all know me. I'm not going to answer that. I'm going to answer.
I'm trying to think if it's something that you really got over.
Man, you can work on them.
You can definitely work on them.
I feel like a person... I honestly feel like there's certain things that a person fixes for you. And I feel like the right person will fix it for you.
I don't think it's fix it for you. I think it's up to you.
Because if I give you every reason to... If I give you every reason to trust me, whatever.
I know that's going to come up when you're chewing.
Right. Don't smack.
I can hear it now.
Oh.
He passing out gum to everybody.
Just like, I feel like...
Everybody about to be like, that's fine. I'm about to eat my Chinese food.
I feel like people fix it for you. Though.
All right, so I think that go back to the same thing as we talked about last time is like somebody battering, you know, like... needing someone else to make you that better person.
Something about yes or no. Make you a better man.
You see what I'm saying?
I don't remember what you said.
Yeah.
I think I disagreed with that last week.
Corrected when we made the valid points.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, you're saying, like, if the only way you're saying...
I still disagree.
I feel like he's saying the only way you can fix your insecurities is somebody makes you want to fix them. Is that what you were saying?
No. He said somebody come in your life and fix it for you.
They make...
No. But I hear what he's saying.
It kind of goes away. Yeah, I think it's kind of something he's saying the same thing.
So has everyone spoken? Has everyone given
that? No. That's like... You have to deal with those kind of things yourself.
Yeah.
That's how I feel. Because I feel like somebody can come along and build you up and make you feel secure. Still cheat
Hold
on...
Hold the mic still so we can hear you.
I'm sorry. And still cheat on you, and then now where you at? You back in?
Then they didn't. Then they didn't fix it.
No,
because it's not for them to fix. It's a you issue.
It is a facade. If you can smoke screen and you know, big I'm here, big try. You can trust me, and you out here fucking up.
But that goes to actions speak louder than words. If you talking my head off, but your actions ain't matching your words, then yeah, like you're not really fixing shit. That's like a nigga saying like, yeah, I'm working under the hood up. I get in my car, that shit still don't work. Like you done made me feel like you was fixing some shit, but when I really need to get on the road, the shit still ain't working.
But it's your problem, right?
So that goes back to it's your problem to do that.
Can you silence that?
I don't know if you can use that same analogy of a car because it's not beautiful.
Yeah. Didn't have any service. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know my power was out earlier. So I been coming back a little slow. Go ahead, Kenny.
I'm going to disagree with this.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. I'm only going to speak from personally because that's all you can ever do if you don't know facts. One of my insecurities growing up was my dark skin. And we've talked about this many times before, and I'm not even going to get into deep on it. But I'm over that insecurity because now I truly do love being black as shit. Like, you can't tell me nothing about being black. Like, you can't make me feel bad about being black or feel ashamed or any type of way. So you can get over insecurity. It depends how deep it is. Because if it's deep and old and it's a lot of shit, it's going to take longer. Don't mean it's going to happen right then and there, but it's just going to take longer for you to finally overcome. But what about yourself?
What about your insecurity to like trust somebody?
He said it's about trust people.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's an insecurity for me. That's like, honestly.
Yeah, he spoke on what was his.
Oh, that what your insecurity his. Was.
That was
my it. Insecurity was my dark skin.
Oh, okay. All right, so what was that rooted in, though?
What was that rooted in?
Truly, people probably talking about them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, so as you get older, that kind of faded away. Being dark wasn't really...
No, people still make their black ass jokes.
But it don't hurt. It don't hurt. It's just like...
My man's dumb. Like, y'all make y'all jokes.
I feel like... I feel like
that's an easy
one. I don't know. That's an easy one.
But it could be...
But that really doesn't bother people. Like,
it's easy for me to say.
So, my counter to his... statement was that you can get over the insecurity. It just depends on which insecurity it is. You can't get over all your insecurities. No.
How deep?
I will not say that because I still have some myself, but one of them were my dark skin and I've gotten over it. So you can't say you can't. That's one thing you can't. You gotta be choose your words wisely. You can't say you can't because I know we all have insecurities that we got over. Because
he just used Ken and Kat so many times.
I
said Ken
and Kat.
Yes, 15 times just now.
I agree. I feel like I don't know, that goes to just basically being like knowing who you are though. Like
yeah.
If you know who you are,
amen, Bishop.
It's a difference than being like comparing. Like compare, I feel like when people be like, yo, you're black ass, that's just like some obvious shit. Like my thing is, my thing with me, you can never tell me no obvious shit and it hurt my feelings. Like that was something like, yo, you're tall ass. Like what is that?
Like that's obvious,
my nigga. Like you gotta say something root like to touch my roots, my nigga. You
something that somebody don't know.
Yeah, something that's somebody know. You sitting here saying like, oh, this, that, and the third, like, oh, I called Kurt. That's why I be telling it, like, oh, I called Kurt, we'll call Doug a fat ass. I'm like, yo, that shit is obvious. Exactly.
I feel like shout out to Dame. Because this is specifically for you.
Oh yeah, this is for you. Yeah.
He likes to. He don't say obvious. He likes to.
Oh damn! See, I mean that goes to like.
Oh yeah. Prime example. Do you know how to cut you?
Your friends. Oh my. But my thing is, like, your friends.
I guess now y'all gotta call him like he wanted to.
Like I feel like. Wait. As we do that. No, you can call him, but I feel like this as your friend. Your friends 9 times out of 10 will put your insecurities on the forefront before anybody.
All like, facts.
Your friends would be like, they'll tell you some shit, you'd be like, what the fuck? Why, like, really? Huh.
It's fine. Just, if you like, figure really? Out, we know he gone.
Hello? Hey, yo.
Mr. Taylor.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to guests.
Nah, yo, you on the spot. You on the air. Right? You so want to call it.
We talk about insecurities for real, right? And we... Yeah. Yo, listen, we talk about insecurities, right? And we talking about how, we talking about like things, and we was talking about how your friends can put your insecurities on the forefront. And my man Douglas said that this message is specifically for you, which it is. We all feel like you bring insecurities to the light.
This is your intervention.
This is your intervention.
I feel like affected by what someone said about you. As an insecurity, that means you feel like it's an insecurity.
You didn't say anything. You what? Did not say anything.
Are you high? What are you smoking?
I think I know what he's trying to say.
It's like he was on the flight.
So somebody said, man, you're a fat ass nigga. That shit don't mean nothing to me. I believe you. You're a fat ass nigga.
I understand. So you believe.
Okay, I get it.
So if you believe your insecurities,
alright, so what happened when you say, like, Kenny, you're black ass, but he knows that he's black?
No.
It's not an
insecurity.
Right, so. Right, so. What if.
It's like when Jerome called Kirk Sasha Fist. That's an insecurity, and you know what I'm saying? You act like Sasha Fist.
First of all, I forgot all about that. What are you bringing up?
He has to make sure.
But our whole point of this, Dane, was to say that you always bring shit to the light. Like you bring people.
Like you cut deep.
Like you cut deep. You know people feel some type of way about something. You bring it to the light. It don't be obvious to face value type shit. It be shit.
Oh, what you say, bro?
He be forcing you to work.
Hold on, dude.
I did.
Somebody calling
his babe.
My rib is my rib.
Put her on.
My rib.
My rib.
My rib calling me Dame.
So
hangs up on Dame. Answers right. FaceTime.
So Dame is gone. You're
not worth it, brother.
You got that, Dame.
Do. Right.
Kirk Scoop me.
Kirk Scoop me.
Yo, niggas not ready to leave this spot. This is
who do you think you are?
This is an insecurity for him that he needs a specific driver.
The
gas is here. It's here. Why don't you come get the gas?
It's already here.
You need motivation?
What you was trying to get a sneak peek? Trying to get an early lift off.
We all about to come over there, don't worry. We about to come knock on your door, brother.
We coming right there, bro. Don't worry about it.
We coming right.
But like honestly, I just feel like I do get what he's saying. Like you bring power to those things. I do feel like this though. Like going to me, like I overthink a lot. So I feel like as you think about shit, the more you think about it, the more you start to believe it.
You give it more power.
So that's you can be like, oh my girl cheating. And you be like, you know what? My girl ain't cheating. She good. Then that shit. Then your heart start to hurt. Then your heart start touching your mind. And you be like, hold on. What if she is cheating? I would be a hurt ass nigga. And you start doing shit. Then it's like you texting. Being like, into shit. You texting certain ways and shit. Like, what you doing, monster? What you doing?
Right.
You feeding the monster.
Now you got. Now you know. We know how women are. She got an attitude because you all of a sudden on some off the wall shit, and you think now you thinking back like, damn, she beat me to cheat.
My next question, sir.
Or you could be like, wait, why she got an attitude? And then you keep feeding it.
Then that's I feel like after the attitude, I'm done.
It was perfect transition. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, what are some general insecurities y'all think men deal with?
Trust.
On a regular
basis.
Trust, period.
Definitely trust.
Because you feel like
the world we live in.
You feel like a nigga. I always see this shit, bro. I told Nick, I told Doug, I told everybody this. If your girl works in any type of environment where it's a man...
What you mean?
Out of 10 men, your girl.
It's men at every.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, but I'm saying like she can be at a. It can be something as like as little as like McDonald's or something like that. Like it's out of 10 men, six of them trying to get your girl.
Every day.
Maybe seven.
Well, y'all, this is something men deal with a lot.
We not even gonna count social media.
Social media,
it's just like always count that.
I was about to say, I feel like I'm very trustworthy. I'm too trusting sometimes. That's my problem.
I am as well. That's why I'm quiet.
What, trusting?
Yeah, I feel like I'm too trusting.
I would trust my girl too much sometimes. This is one time I actually caught somebody like trying to go at my girl. I did go berserk, but that was one time out of the.
I remember that. So it was many.
But was it because she was giving that person attention, or was it because?
No, she didn't give him attention. She just said thank you. I was just upset the nigga had the audacity to say that.
It was like right in your face. Like
it was on social media. It's
kind of what he said. It was funny too. So Kenny did.
I mean, but did she check him?
No, she didn't check him. Like, this is what he said. He said that she had cut her. This is when she recently cut, like first time cut her hair off. He was like, damn, I would love to palm the back of that head. And she was like, she just said, oh, wow, thank you. And I was just like, what the fuck? Don't this nigga say he want to palm the back of your head? Ain't nobody palming the back of your head except for me.
The only way you palm the back of somebody's head.
First of all, that's all I said. Well,
palm the back.
Exactly. What I'm thinking. Like,
and what's crazy,
he wasn't doing this like a basketball shot. He's doing the general, give me the sloppy toppy. I know this is what it's going to be like.
You had every right.
And what's crazy is, 9 times out of 10, that probably wasn't what he was thinking about. He probably was thinking about this.
Hey, yo. Like walking behind you. Just
walking behind you and touching your head. But as a guy, I want to say this because I kind of want to like bring this shit to the forefront. As a guy, when we think that, you got to understand like women think the exact same thing. So like...
What do you mean? Elaborate.
They think the exact same thing. So as much as we be like... A girl can be like, yo, you got... like, damn, Kenny, like, a girl can be like, damn, Kenny, I always like your smile. But it could be on some, like, all right, you bring your girl to a cookout, and she say that. In the back of a girl mind, she like, oh, she thinking about
her. Especially if you don't know her.
Smiling in her face, or eating her pussy or something like that. It
could damn, that's a big jump. Smiling his face, eating the pussy.
Palm your head to giving him.
You're right.
I feel like everything goes to like we gotta. Extremes. I feel like as men, we gotta like understand that too. Because like I used to be like, oh damn, like how can my girl think so far off from what reality is? Then I think about it like, if I was in the same situation, I probably would be thinking so far off to what the fuck reality is.
True shit.
So like that's trust. To trust is basically to limit the gap of reality and fabrication.
You're right.
So like, that's what, if you trust somebody, you can be like, you're always in the middle. So it's kind of like, are you going to lead towards what you want to think or what you want to lead to what you 9 out of 10 you probably know.
You're speaking a lot of facts.
So I feel like this shit really crazy, but it's crazy because like insecurities these days, like so I blame a lot of shit on social media. I feel like social media will fuck your head up so much that you will never trust a girl a day. Like between social media and music, you listen to Gotti, you listen to Boosie, you listen to Gunna, yeah, I fucked your baby mama.
J. Cole.
Yeah, I'm fucking your girl when she gonna go in the house and kiss you. You just be like, what
they be the talking fuck? About that, and they be having girls though.
And you be thinking about this shit like, hold on, what if a nigga fucking my bitch and she right kissing now. Me whole time, and that shit fuck your head up? You be thinking like, man, why am I in this headspace? But you just listen to Boosie for 3-4 hours.
Music has a crazy
but if you listen to Trey Songz, he say the same shit. You just gotta listen to Todd Tribbett. Chris Franklin. They don't talk about
it. I think if we had a different choice listening to a different choice TV of music.
Turn on his video.
Turn on his podcast, you feel me? Your life would be different because I feel like, yo, social media and music, bro. It'll fuck your head up so much you'll be thinking like shit.
Bishop Brown Radio.
Damn, so what's the word of the day? You might as well go and throw that in there now.
I'm playing on the organs. I wish I had an organ. So funny. Is that all you want to talk about? Insecurity? I just don't understand. Where does this trust thing come from? Like, why don't niggas trust people?
All right.
Like, is it from, like, the parents, your own family, or...
It come from a lot of things.
Previous relationships?
It come from influence.
Yeah.
But when it comes to loving somebody else and trusting them, why is it so hard for men to do that?
If you came from a past of someone did you wrong, someone cheated on you, mm-hmm. your trust gonna be messed up.
Can you repeat your question?
But it take time. And consistency, like that consistency over time thing, uh-huh. equals trust, is real.
My question was, why as men do we fail to trust our significant others? Let me say it like that. That's not what I said before, but I'm going to say it.
Percent swing by the states.
That's what he said?
No. Kurt? No.
Absolutely not.
I told Dan not to come to my mother's church.
Different reasons. Every man has a different reason for it. So, I mean, I feel like certain men have a reason of, I was a hoe. I did what I did, so it might come back to me.
My equivalent.
Karma is a bitch.
Exactly. So it might come back to me.
She's the baddest bitch there is.
Most definitely.
She has no feelings. And she will fuck you up.
She ain't got no feelings.
She will rip through you like a tornado through a row house. She is not. That's why I honestly tell people all the time, like, when females go at me and they got boyfriends, I literally give them absolutely nothing to build on. So it can never be like, oh, this, that. Nigga, bitch,
and that helps your
bitch
girl.
You will never leave your nigga thinking we got anything. You will never even get like, oh, Darius like me. Out of any of this, I'll give you high and by whatever. Because karma's a bitch. Like, yo, you will. Then that shit, it's a bitch so much of it is though, like, it won't even, it'll hit you so hard. When you're not expecting that shit, you'll be walking down the street thinking shit's sweet. Shit is slapping you.
See, I got so many questions. I always come up with these damn different ass questions. But anybody else has anything to say about that?
What's the
question about why do niggas not trust?
Their I mean, I just
you already
I,
answered
like,
it.
Even if
you
have been untrustworthy.
I wanted to say I honestly don't see where the not trust come from. I think honestly, I don't think it's a trust thing. I think it's you don't know the other person too well.
Or yet. Don't know yourself.
Or you don't know yourself. Like, because if I have to go off of what Nug said, if I was a hoe, that's me. What does that have to do with that person?
Because you know who
why
you are.
Why am I putting my past upon this person's past? Like,
no, you should. But
because karma has no names.
You're right, karma has no
she
names.
She can use
So you saying this woman is going to do the same thing I just did to these other girls? Could she gonna do it with some other niggas? But what did you? That's what I'm saying. You don't know that person. It's, no, I don't think it's a trust thing.
You don't know. You don't know karma because that person. You can genuinely like this person, but 9 times out of 10, if you made a mistake in a past relationship, you're gonna make that same mistake. 9 times out of 10, it's a rare occasion that you won't. But if you do, you're gonna make that mistake.
Okay.
Now that mistake changes the person that you're with. They may not be that person.
All right, keep that same thought. How about the nigga that he got fucked over, and why can't he trust the next girl?
Because he got fucked over.
But that's what I'm saying. You said he got fucked over. What's the next person got to do with
trust?
He got
trust is an amazing emotion. And to damage that, it really fucks you
up. It takes a while to bring it back up.
If you got
trust issues, you literally, I'm going to say, what I tell you, 2 weeks to get over. I'm giving 5 years.
What?
To trust that person again?
To trust to another that level. Person.
To trust another person.
A whole 5 years.
Dr. Darius.
What type of damage of trust takes 5 years?
Nigga,
what level? What,
yo, if your girl cheated on you right now,
That level is super damage.
I wish we had a video to see these faces.
I'm going to start putting it up. Look.
So much, I mean,
Dr. Darius over there.
I feel like 5 years. We're
going to get a couch just for him. Dr. Darius couch.
Out of 5 years, how many, what you say, out of 5 years, depending on who you is, you may have.
I wouldn't put a number on it.
I wouldn't put a number on it.
Just consider it, just think of this, yo.
Consider it 2 relationships.
Think of this, yo. How old are you?
23. 24.
24.
All right. So, in the 24 years, you started dating at how old?
No comment.
Seriously?
Or
when you started fucking?
Serious? No, he said
like a real relationship where the heartbreak could really take toll.
16.
Your first heartbreak. That's why I think that's when I would say it's serious.
Ooh, that's when it start.
That's why I think that's
the reason, yo.
Here we go.
All right, what's the age?
Nicholas, you're the reason?
I'm not.
He introduced me to my baby mother.
I'm not the reason.
My life hasn't been the same.
Really?
And how long ago was that?
My child's 5.
All right, so put it like this.
11th, 10th grade.
It don't even matter. So you just said 17. Your child is 5. So this man has been dealing with hurt the entire length of his child's life, which is over a quarter of his life. He gave it 5 years. I don't know if it's a quarter, but I'm just throwing out numbers. Don't check me, nigga.
Numbers don't match, bro. My thing is, all right, cool. She's the reason I had trust issues.
Okay.
Still not over.
Why not?
I honestly felt like I was blind to the fact, so when that shit kept happening, I was like, I was getting hit at different times. So it was so deep. Like, she really fucked me up.
Keep talking. I got you.
It go to
it kept happening?
That's what I'm saying.
What kept happening?
It goes as deep as this. What was the first time? Oh, yeah, all right, cool. The first time was this. I was on my way to practice. I was on my way to the game. I was on my way to my game. No, I was on my way to school. I was walking up the hallway. I was walking up the sidewalk. This girl.
Go
ahead. Keep talking.
This girl that, knew my baby mother. Well, she wasn't my baby mother at the time. She blew it. She was like, Darius, where you going? I was like, you going to school? She why when your baby mother over on Bellhead Road? So I'm like, what? What are you talking about? So I straight call her. I'm like, what are you doing? She nothing. I'm at Overly Bus Stop. I'm like, why? Shouldn't you be in school? She yeah, I'm on my way down. I goes to school. I come back. I go to school, had a game and all of that. I ain't talked to her the whole time. I come, as I'm going home, I'm on Facebook. It's a picture of a nigga kissing her on her cheek. Ooh. So I'm like, the fuck?
You gotta build it.
I'm am I crazy, yo? So I straight go tell her. So I straight wild shit. I'm like, it was wrong with you. That's my homeboy, da da da. I'm like, yo, you actually supposed to be in school. How did that happen? That was situation one.
That's why I said it.
It was news. Listen.
So it's like,
Listen to me. No, we have broke up and came trust. Back. We have broke up and
you
came
back. Oh, you pulled that. The meat.
So y'all broke
so
up.
So you've
off
been
that.
Through this before. Wow, we're going to talk.
I ain't talked to you. Wow. So my thing is, so we go to that. Then we come back, and then then we come back. We start dealing with each other again. She starts dealing with this guy. It's the same guy, actually. She's not dealing with the same guy.
They tell you not to worry about, fellas. But we was making you worry about.
We was,
How does Kirk have a group project?
We was only in front school. We was only in, I'm trying to say. This was December. This was December. So this is like, we had broke up for a whole summer.
This is a long timeline. You may fast forward if you want to.
No, this is the last thing.
You bringing up Hurt. He taking his time. Like, we understand, brother. It's okay.
Okay, so this is the last thing. So basically, like, we was in December. It's December. So we messing with each other, but we not messing with each other like that. We don't have any title. Don't you like me, my boyfriend? You know, we young. Blah, blah, blah. I'm not hiring co-workers. That same day, once again, I had a game. I'm coming back on a bus. It's this nigga, like, he keep looking at me. I think I had called him, like, yo, this nigga keep looking at me on a bus. Like, I'm like, running his fucking mouth. He just keep looking at me. I just off the bus. She calls me with him on the phone. Like, you're not my boyfriend no more. So I'm like, okay. She like, and she was like, and Quan said, stop looking at him on the bus.
Hey, yo. Nope, she did not relay the message for him.
So I'm like,
he's a bitch. Let me just clarify it.
I'm like,
he could have said that himself.
She like, yo, she like, he, what's her name? So that was it. And I'm just like, that was like in my face. That was like, I went to war for her. Like, yo, it was times. Like, she mentally had issues. She mentally, to this day, still has issues. But I went
so
to war
for her.
So
that's 5 years of hurt. That's worth the
so
five.
It's just so, like, that's the 5 years because I felt like, it's shit people can do. And I feel like the shit that people do in your face hurt more than shit people do behind your back.
Because you don't. Because
just like, if your girl was dealing with any of us in here, and you would be like, yo, what the fuck? Whole time she dealing with somebody in here, you just like, what the fuck? Like, them niggas played with me. Them niggas carried me. That girl listening. And you just like, damn. So every time you think about giving a person a chance,
you think it'll come back?
So, do you think that's what's holding you back from moving forward?
I do, but I honestly feel like I said, it's just about understanding. Like,
have you ever talked about this with any?
Yeah, have you tried to get over it? Have you tried?
I feel like trust is. I just feel like I tell people, anybody I'm dealing with, I straight tell them, like, yo, I wanted an irky ass nigga. So, like, I want to know where you at. I want to know where you at.
Not at all times.
But like, I want to know where you at. That's not why. I want to know.
You sure?
Yeah, I want to know where you at.
So you was like that before.
If anything, what do you mean? Like, if anything happened with me, whatever. When I
yo, that's
you,
what your homegirl said.
They
she said
say
that same
but
shit.
I feel like they be like, but let me know. Where
Shorty,
you at
that was going through her thing with the nigga
like
from Boston and all that.
Oh yeah,
she said the same shit.
I want to know where you at.
In case something
happens, that's why.
I mean.
But you my girl. Why would I want to know where you
I mean, I click two buttons and I can tell you exactly where Crystal is.
That's what I'm saying. The location is a little different.
You always
y'all
keep that on?
Locations?
Always keep it on?
Always keep it on. Why not?
I feel like that's a little different.
But I don't check it unless I have to. Right.
They just started that. Imagine not having that.
I don't do that.
I don't like people clocking where I'm at.
Not even clocking. The person had a life before they met you. They're going to continue to have a life after.
But look. Hold up. Darius. Hold up. Darius.
I mean, because if I say I'm going.
You do that to people who are in jail. You do that to children.
But
you do that to people who are taking care of themselves.
But who says all day, every day? I can just know.
I didn't say all day, every day. He didn't say all day, every day. I'm saying in general.
He said
they do that in jail. They don't check on them all day, every day. They got periods when they check in on them, and they got periods when it's time for the checkouts. And
let
it's like, I don't
want
to do that.
So if you talking to your girl, y'all go recap
let
of your
you,
day.
Let me
you
tell
go
you
to a recap of your day.
Story last all right. Night. Let me tell you a quick story.
Dangerous, right?
Quick,
yeah.
Right, like,
this stuff catch fire.
Like, let me tell you a quick story. So yesterday, Darius is up Fridays. He tells me to come up. Of course. I was at work yesterday, so boom, I clock out 10:30. I go straight up there. My girl had to work at 11:30, so I hadn't talked to her. Mm-hmm. Well, we was talking, but it wasn't about where I was at. So she asked me, "Where you at?" I said, "I'm up Towson." She like, "Well, when was you gonna open your mouth and tell you
Miss, I don't have to tell you where if I'm shitting every 5 minutes. I just told you I answered it with no problem. It's not like I was lying.
I understand.
I told you I was that. Right. I understand. Don't keep that. Clocking everywhere the fuck I'm at. Point blank period.
I ain't saying you be like, why you ain't tell me.
No, right. But she like when you go on, she does this thing sometimes where it's like, oh, when was you gonna open your mouth? Like I gotta
when were
like,
you
I gotta
tell
check
me?
In with yeah. you, I gotta respond to you every
I'm gonna tell you when I got in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you tell your girl you, where you
is
going?
It anything
if,
you
I'm, if I'm going somewhere, like my thing is
if,
this,
I, if I'm going somewhere where I'm not supposed to be, I'm gonna tell her.
Why are you going there?
But what I will say is like if we go
we had this conversation last week.
I'm gonna tell her because why not?
Listen, if I'm going, it depends on what's in that. See, it's a little different for us. It's a little different for us because it's kind of like our girls like are like in the mix, so it's like I always feel like yo, if you do dirt, you gonna end up finding something. If you do dirt, you gonna end up and you be somewhere that you're not supposed to be.
It'll be right there.
One, you're gonna be so paranoid you're not gonna be able to enjoy yourself. Two, you gonna end up being cool.
I've got a story to tell.
Mm. Well, go ahead.
What
you need is your background music.
I don't need. This is a happy story because right. This made me feel good about myself. I went out once, and I took what's her name, Brianna, to the bar. I think I told y'all this story. Remember, I went to the bar with Brianna, and it was me, Brianna, and Kurt.
I remember.
And guess
that story.
Who popped up?
Yeah.
Guess who popped up? I didn't know she was gonna be there. Oh. Well, I did know, but I didn't
care.
Who
do you think?
Oh, Elvin.
Kareem. And Sydney popped up.
I didn't want to.
So
and.
Y'all weren't in a relationship.
We weren't.
But it's the no.
I understand.
Don't do that.
No, but it's no, listen, the story is the next part. Let him tell the next part. That's a story.
So she saw I didn't speak to her. So I had a what do you call those people that diffuse or like the smoke screen? I had a smoke screen. I had a smoke screen.
Yeah.
And one of my homeboys go over there and distract them for me while I was with Brianna doing my thing.
But she saw you though.
She saw me. Oh yeah, I know she saw me.
She definitely saw
me. The next morning
they always
see you. So when me and Brianna left out, because I left out, it was just starting to get weird. It was like I kept moving, I kept trying not to interact where I'm just moving different. Ask Kirk and ask Seth. I enjoyed the shit out of myself.
Kenny's asshole, so
I
he enjoyed
sweated.
It.
I was two-stepping to my two-step boots.
Kenny doesn't
do
care.
It no more.
Kenny
I didn't.
The consequences later.
But he also
exactly.
was single.
Though, too. What consequences? He's single.
Exactly.
What did she tell you? What did she say that later, though? What did she say about it?
So are you dating now? She hit me with the are you dating now?
He deals with that.
And
that's a consequence. Why? We got
to
talk about it.
I asked
why?
You
see don't have
I shouldn't have to talk about it.
I know you see me. See, that's different, though.
And I was like,
you're not in a relationship.
I never went over.
I mean, it matters. I just feel like what I'm saying is this.
I wasn't dating Brianna. No, I wasn't. I was thinking about it.
What I'm saying is this.
No.
That's the difference between. See, that's the difference. That's the difference between Karima and my girl.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. You're right. In the mix,
his girl.
She
would have went up there too.
Oh yeah,
exactly. My girl,
without question.
Would have called our homegirls, and then
they all would have been.
So my thing is, it's a difference. Karima handled it in a way that Karima handled it.
But that's awesome. They wasn't awesome together.
Even
so
if we was not, my girl.
I'm about to say,
you
know.
There,
I'm about to say,
you know.
It
came
like,
over there.
Like,
but I appreciate the way Karima handled it.
I do too.
That's
classy.
Did I tell you that?
Actually, no. She was actually trying to confront me and Brianna after she realized me and her about to leave. And Kirk had to hold her down because she was drunk. And she was like, where they going? She tried to
Kirk
follow me out and try to, like, see?
Kirk
is a real body.
And the black and the cat.
Kirk
had the black and cat.
That's
all
right. Kirk's my bro.
So, as all right, cool.
Because the smoke screen ain't help because he wanted Sydney. Like, he was like, why you trying to put me with Ballhead with Sydney? Because he saw the fat. He's like, who fat ass? I was like, that's Sydney. That's her best friend.
So, I will say this. I understand. I respect Karima for doing what she did. Kenny, you were disrespectful. You were out of line. And you know you were.
And the person that you were with know who that person
was. No, Brianna never knew about Karima. She don't even knew Karima who Karima was. Like, she still don't know till this day. If she listened to this podcast, well, now you know, but after this.
She ain't gonna remember that night.
Like, it's just like.
I was smarter than that. I would never tell them both about, like, okay, so we're about to get in a situation where
What? I would just let you know, just if anything happens, that's
nah, if it's necessary. I'm too good at what I do.
But y'all wasn't even dating. You said he wasn't dating, so it's like no point. There's no point sneaking.
Does that matter?
Who am I afraid of?
I'm sneaky. So I'm good at what I do. I know I know how to like make things look like they're not supposed to look. I know how to, like, no, I put things in places where they need to be. Like my smoke screen, Kirk being there, me separating myself and me and her from a whole different part of the room. I did that purposely because I know how to set myself up and put myself in a good situation.
Like,
you are
a better man than me.
I'd have just said hi and kept it moving.
I would have said hi and kept moving.
Get the situation.
I would have left.
Why am I leaving?
We gotta go right now.
Have different type of girls.
We have girls. So that, it's like
it would have that you leaving gives them the power.
I'm not giving guilty. Nobody.
Right. Yeah, like no. Then I'm gonna feel. She would still ask me questions like, "So why you leave so quick?
Right?
Why
you run out of here?"
So imagine if she'd have came over to you and Kirk didn't stop her.
I would have been like, "Brianna, go ahead to the car."
He's trying to avoid that
because I would say, "Brianna, go to the car."
See, I mean, what y'all gonna say? He can tell the truth. He gotta say, "Hey, hey, this Brianna. Brianna is my ex." Right? What? What's she gonna say?
My girl gonna say, "Bitch, where you going?"
No, this is my
but right like at said, the point, it's your ex, though. What difference? What like? I understand how she would have reacted, but in the end of the day, she's not yours.
That's true.
Right. She just would have.
So I think she would have been mad. She would have just had to be mad. She would have been mad.
But no, Karima hold grudges, so she wouldn't even probably talk to me until this day if she had found out.
Hey.
So it's a whole different story. Hey. Like the way it happened worked out for me at the end of the day.
See, that's how y'all look at the cousins.
Yeah, that's how y'all do.
Because that's my ex, yo. Like,
let me tell you. Oh, that's not. See, that's the problem because y'all getting caught up in the titles. That's not just his ex. That's an ex that he's here. That's an ex that he still has feelings for. That's an ex that has not left his wife. That's an ex that he still talks to. That's not just a regular ex.
Okay, all right, I give you that.
That's an ex that he eventually wants to have a life with.
Rebound like the rebound.
Well, what? Do we know this?
What happened?
To be true? He said that's an ex.
That's an ex that he eventually wants to.
And you a goddamn liar if you sit right here and tell us that you don't.
Get into a
hot seat.
I'm not going to say I don't. I thought about it.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. So he can if he do that, he'd be like, oh, well, she's just my ex, da 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 da. That chance that he wants or they both mutually.
All right, so let me ask you this, right?
He's dead.
Let me ask you this.
You're right.
But let me ask you this, though. But when she asked, if she would have texted you the next day, right, and asked you what she asked him, what was your answer?
Could
she text him like, you dating now?
And I said, what, no.
What's your answer?
No. I'm going to tell you.
I thought you said yes.
No. Hell, I ain't told her yes.
So were you on a date?
So y'all was saying y'all was on a date?
Steve, did we not just like clarify that? So before? You were saying I lied and sneak like I sneak.
If I was on a date, I'm on a date.
Wow, you got some balls on you.
What the?
No.
He said he was single. Steve, so what is that?
But Steve, we know what that means. Right. But in the reality of life,
like in the literal, term, it's single. But like I said, that's not just his ex.
Oh, so you was still talking? Y'all was still talking?
Man, that's just man. I don't even man. Listen
when I back in my
from back in the day.
Listen back. Listen back in my day.
We were,
and it's true though because I did know her from back in the day. We were the same elementary.
Back in my day, first of all, I would never get sick. I never get. Y'all know my rule. I don't take bitches out. You not gonna get no scenery.
That helps too.
I don't take bitches out. You know what I mean? But if I did, it was one time.
You don't get too many free meals.
It was one time. I'm trying to think. 2000. This probably was like 2014. I first started dealing with this girl Kim. Well, I said girl. She's a grown ass woman. Like yo. So I first started dealing with her. I brought Nick. We in excess. I brought Nick. Like
I was the mediator.
Bro. Nick is on the other side. Like Nick is on the. Nick is on like the far. Imagine going up the XX steps. We on the like we at the first table probably like to your right. Nick is all the way in the corner where as though like he can see who's coming up the steps. So we just rapping. She like, why you bring your homeboy? Say, I mean, he was just with me. You feel me? Whole time he's the lookout. He getting anything gets goofy, I go to the bathroom. Boom, I pay for the drink. I get out of there. You know why? Because that understands no matter if I was single or not, Stu. I was emotionally obligated.
So to eliminate my feelings getting hurt, her feelings getting hurt, and the person that is emotionally attached to me feelings getting hurt.
See, you thinking that's of it just also like face value. Right, yeah, you thinking of it. All right, that's my ex.
No, you think everybody's an adult. Yeah, that's the best. Everybody gets a little childish every now and then. Listen, if it happened on my end, like if it happened on your end, and Karina was out with a guy, and she said,
I wouldn't even approach the situation.
What's our time looking like?
I would have sat in the back. I'm not saying I'm leaving. I'm sitting here just like this, like I'm looking, I'm watching you the whole time. You're gonna feel uncomfortable while I'm there, so I'm gonna just sit there. Okay. You're gonna notice me there sooner or later.
I just want to say that I definitely wouldn't. I like to avoid all confrontation.
True.
Confrontation clears the air though sometimes. Like running away from it keeps shit cloudy. True. Like that's, don't nobody want to live no cloudy lifestyle.
If I could, but it's sunny always, on this if side. You had that choice, if you leave the confrontation, there's always a chance that it won't be any. Not all the time, but there's a chance that I can avoid it. So I'd rather take that chance than
I think it's like they say, choose your battles wisely.
I'm not trying to choose my battle in public.
I'm choosing my battle in public.
You want to see
safest place.
You
want
to see. You gonna get this.
I need witnesses.
You want to put on the show? I'm Denzel Washington.
And I'm Will Smith. I'm with you. I'm
with you. We can fucking go there. Whether it be your co-actor over here, co-actor, and you want to be the actress.
Hello.
Listen, we can make it. We can
so
make it
I got a quick question before we end it. Mm-hmm. What's y'all pet peeves? Because I thought about mine. It's real simple. It's just
pet peeves about females. Women. I'm not going to say females because their hearts get soft when you say females.
I'm sorry, women.
So we're going to say women for their benefits.
Being a bad texter, not having the same energy I have.
Yeah, I like that.
Being a bad texter, both not having the same energy I have. Because
I didn't think about this topic.
And
mine's a simple.
Pretty much it. I feel like not having the same energy I have is like sums up a lot.
No, I don't want to go. I want to pay everybody.
You want to go last.
I ain't thinking of it.
I want to say not being yourself from the jump. Like, be yourself. I want you to be yourself at all times. Like, don't give me what I want to see.
What you thought.
Be who you are. Because at the end of the day, you don't know what I like. So, be yourself.
I get that. I don't know. Maybe that's you. Maybe that's what you... They feel like they have to impress you. But I get
that's what I'm saying.
But that's what I'm saying. You being yourself should already impress me. That's how I know I would love you.
But that's them trying to show their representative.
I definitely agree with what you just said. And my definitely, like, minor, not so major. Get the fuck off of me when we cut it.
What? Did you not cuddle him, nigga? Did you not cuddle him, nigga?
Break it down a little bit. Into the vase. I'm popping out my arm and I can't move.
Please break this down, Jimmy Neutron.
That's how childish that sounds. 10 minutes, and after that, I want you to get the fuck out.
So there's a time limit to your.
Once my blood get the boiling in veins, get the popping out. If I can't
move
that,
this how you gotta do it, yo. You gotta put her hand on the pillow, put your arm under the pillow.
You gotta put your arms gonna fall asleep.
You be switching.
No, it's not. If you put your arm under the pillow, it's a lot better. Put your arm under the pillow.
I learned that trick long time ago.
You gotta keep.
You can't put it under her body. You gotta put it under the pillow.
Yeah, I'm different. I like cuddling.
Me all too. I'm with all
skin
night.
Skin contact
all night.
It ain't gonna happen all night because most women roll
that's
over. Anyway.
We both gonna roll, but right. We gonna cuddle until I go to sleep.
But when she goes to sleep,
it's been a couple times
like,
I didn't try to sneak my arm out the cage. She was like, "All right, yo, I'm tired. Like,
exactly,
I'm
stuck."
Like I didn't gave a couple bitches the back a couple times. They probably was like hurt, but it wasn't nothing personal. It was just like, yo.
Oh, I tried.
I'm comfortable. Exactly, like I'm comfortable. If you want to hold me, you can hold me from the back.
Right behind you.
But I definitely learned to sleep on my back.
Hold up, is it gay to be held from the back by your girl?
Why?
Can you rephrase it?
Did you just say by your girl?
Yeah, I want to know.
So how is it against your girl?
Like, do people feel uncomfortable? Because there are some men who feel uncomfortable by shit like that. Like,
so
I don't like with
your girl being
the
big
like
hand
around my arm.
If she covers me from the back, clearly I've put in some type of work.
Right. Listen, I'm emotional today. Fuck
it. If I do the turnaround and then she show up, yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Cause if I got my back to you, and sometimes girls just want to be on you,
right? And they just
chill.
Yeah,
okay.
Clearly,
I've
leaned some type of
another pet peeve.
expectations.
Unreal. This world. Yeah. Oh, unrealistic. Yeah, so for me, like, them unreal expectations. What's like, going out on? I don't know.
No, y'all can keep talking.
Like, my thing is, like, they want you to have something that they don't. It's like, all right, I want a guy that drive this and that. You only got a car. You want a bus. And it's like yeah. What? I need my man to do this.
Don't tell me. You're going to take me as I am. Mary J. Blige. That's what we're going to
do. She got all her. You don't got none of your shit together.
Nobody has all that shit together. And you want me to have all my shit together? Like, nobody. Like, fuck out of here.
I hate questions.
You hate questions?
Like, I hate questions, too.
Like, just
talking shit, bro.
21 questions.
The game? Yeah,
no,
I
never
make
it
to 21. Like, playing with women? Like,
women I never make it.
No. I hate that shit, too. No. I hate everybody.
I'll just have a combo and get that
it's
out.
It's this common thing, like, you have to play 21 questions with someone when you just meet them. Yeah, like, fuck out of here.
You
know what I mean?
You ask the questions you
want to
ask.
I don't want to keep asking you questions, boo. I just want you to give me the answers. I don't even want to ask questions. Let me know about yourself. Oh, that's another thing.
Tell me about yourself, like, it's an interview?
Girls that don't... No. I tell me about yourself. I
want to
know.
She's going to tell you everything that she think you want to hear. She ain't gonna tell you no
See,
bad.
That's why I said,
she not gonna tell you
I said,
no bad.
Don't be fake. That's why I said don't be fake when I first.
I mean, tell
why
me
would I tell you about my bad when I only want to show
so
you
broad,
my
good?
Ain't nobody said exactly. Thank that's you. Right. It's so broad. Why you gotta tell me about your bad? Tell me about the good sides of you.
That's all they gonna
bad.
Tell.
See,
you gonna learn.
I learn, but don't lie to me. Don't. That's what I'm saying. Don't lie to me.
That's why I'd be like, I'm not crazy. Like, okay.
Any girl that tells you she's not crazy,
she's crazy.
Play Neo crazy.
I hate the fool. I hate the fool thing too.
What the fake? Oh, the fake angry when they eating food in them?
Yeah, that if the food not made correctly, then it's like, oh, no.
The end
that's
of the
women,
world.
That's women.
They always want to send it back. Like,
no,
I don't
saying,
like
that's
that.
My mother.
That's my mother.
Huh?
So that's everybody's mother.
you did. I hate to say you're right.
Short fuse, yo. I don't like all of that shit. Like, babe, what do you want to go get something?
Oh, I don't know.
Yo.
I don't know.
I think that's number
and then
one.
I say something. It's like, no, not that.
I'm going to go to Chick-fil-A.
I'm going to go where I
want
to go.
I'm going. I don't know what
you want. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what you want. Yeah. I know what I want.
So. Yeah. That's or, I don't want. Or, hold up.
It comes to the point where I don't even ask anymore. Like, if I'm getting something from somewhere, I'm going to grab you the same thing I got. That's pretty
hold up,
much
hold
it.
Up, Kenny.
And if you don't eat it, I'll just eat 2 meals.
What's worse?
Because you're going to eat off my plate regardless.
What's worse? Yeah, that.
So I try to get something different. Like 2 different meals. So it's not the same.
So it's not
coming hot to the bullshit.
You can't have anything.
I'm coming hot to the
yes.
Exactly. That's why I'm
you
getting
can,
the same
hey,
thing.
Hey, everybody know that Valentino's. You do not eat off my plate. If I offered you something and you denied it, fine. That's it. That is it.
This nigga Steve said
I blocked the 4. We was playing defense. I was playing.
Yo, I wish I could.
Top 5 linemen ever.
You ain't had no money on you and I say you can buy something. Whatever yeah, you yeah, want.
Right.
And she go, oh, no, I'm okay with this water. I was like, all right, I was just trying to be good.
Well, let me
good.
Just get a little bit. No.
What?
This is what we're going out with, y'all. Hold on, y'all. Since Stu don't like shorty going out on his plate, tell her no, y'all. Well, yeah, we're going to finish it up right here. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you, Destiny's Child, for being our background music for this outro. Y'all got any last words? Goat group. Y'all any last words? All right, we'll catch y'all next time then.
Yeah. Fuck LeBron.
Damn. I like it.
Fuck KD, too.
I knew he was going to say it.
Team Kyrie, Team Kobe.